Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Curt Barkley. Pitching for the New York Giants, Curt Barkley. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Gross. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Gross. And now, play ball. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hook settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hook. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barkley fields it and throws to first for the out. Post moves to second. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kurt Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0-for-1 in the game. Shane D'Anst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rhodes moves to third. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Foster Castleman now playing third base. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Mays reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0-for-1 in the game. Catt takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Hoke applying the tag. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 0 for 1 in the game. Barkley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barkley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross bunts towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Shane Dienst covering, for the out. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes McMillan trying to get to home. Mays throws the ball into Cat who tags McMillan who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first, with Gross covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Reikat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cat hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke bunts towards third. Castleman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley fires over to first and Lockman drops the ball. That's an error on Lockman. Hoke moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoke moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gross moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Post reaches second base with a double. Hoke scores. Gross scores. Temple moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Reds. Joe Margoneri now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Post scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Crow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Castleman hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhodes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Reds. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Joe Margoneri. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to third. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Hoke. The throw to McCormick covering the plate. The slide. Hoke is out. Grammas moves to second. One out. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Post hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grammas scores. Temple moves to third. It's 7-1, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple scores. Post moves to second. It's 8-1, Reds. Bobby Henrik pinch runs for Gus Bell. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-1, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Henrik now playing center field. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Catt hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 11, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.